One, question whether the gerus is effective, which is really a most fundamental issue. But the secondary issue, if you will, with which we started, assuming the gerus is valid, may the man who's Jewish from birth marry the woman who converted, assuming the conversion is valid? So the Mishnah says no, if there were rumors about their being intimate before the conversion. Again, if Rashi's reason is because it's going to confirm those rumors. And the Rashba's reason is because there's things like people are going to say that, well, the Ritva is the same thing, we read it inside, that he was converted, conversion for the sake of Znos, a marriage for the sake of Znos. Footnote asks, what's wrong with the marriage for the sake of Znos? We have to marriage Hashem Shemayim with a very high Madrega, but you know. So we explained the whole thing is one big scam of Znos Mitchila Vatzov. That's why I was not accepting that mitzvah Aryeh that we read from the Ritva Apostle who said that according to the Rashba, even if there were no rumors of illicit behavior before the conversion, it should be no good because they'll say there was conversion of the shame's nose. No, that's not the shame's nose. That's a conversion for the sake of being with a man. Okay? Many women want to be with a man. Because now it's not the shame's nose. They're fakert. They overcame the Yetzirah and they were not at all together and when she was in the status of a non-Jew. Fakert. Give him more credit. That's why I didn't want to accept that chukma. Fine. No, this is Chav Zayin. So how do I get the Chav Vav? Just go back.
Right click. Yeah.
You click here. I'm so sorry. We have Chav Vav and Chav Ches, but not Chav Zayin. That's the one we're going to. We're not gonna. Oh, there we go. So we left off. We covered quite a bit of ground yesterday. We are not finished yet. Where are we here? Middle of Hay, am I correct? I think we left. Oh, yes. This is something fascinating. Let's start from Hay again. Okay, we'll take it from the top of Hay. I saw the Beis Yitzchok. Chelig Yordeas, Chelig Beis, Shekosav Kein. The Kev and the Iker, Umdun and the Muchach. Floshak was the Dvorm Shevelei Ben and Dvorim. Lo Havi Kabbalah's Geirus. Sure. I want to tell you that there's some people out there who claim and this whole thing about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is a fraud, which was perpetrated by the right-wing rabbinate. And the one they blame the most is the Beis Yitzchok. He's the one who started this crazy idea that if a convert has no intention to keep any mitzvahs, that the conversion is no good. Till his time, everyone assumed, as long as you went to the mikveh, and if you were male, you had a milah, no problemo. That's what goes on. A whole book is written about them. This book is also sort of written, not the one I showed you yesterday, but years ago in English, somebody wrote up and sent me a whole book saying it all starts with the Beis Yitzchok. And certain rabbis today in the world out there keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Only started from this Beis Yitzchok. It's all his fault. He was writing in the late 19th century. Until that time, it was assumed from Matan Torah and on, you become Jewish by saying, I want to be Jewish. You don't have to accept any mitzvahs whatsoever. Yeah, that's what's out there. That's what we're going to spend some time. Maybe there's some truth to it. There's some people who may hold that way. I'll show you some surprising sources that are unknown to most people in the world. We like to be intellectually honest. Seems to me, however, it's far from a foregone conclusion that the first person to wake up and say you need mitzvahs is Kabbalah is the Beis Yitzchok. We'll see soon as we go. Gam es tapik sham is very, very important. Beguf hadin the mekablin bechutz midaber echad. The mefurish gemara in Bchoros. I feel the dictator be very sofim. So it's var mefurish. He gam the yevid lo havi ger. Doesn't say. It says ein mekablin. Ubishabas taflam and al mehillel tzas raya the mahani. Now we're going to have to understand what happened with Hillel. We left off yesterday. We really didn't have a chance to look and see what happened with Hillel. And we have to read the Gemara and the Rashi exactly what happened with Hillel. Okay, what happened? Everyone knows Hillel was a great man. And there were three different cases in the Gemara, back to back. Three Gerim, Shammai pushed them away. Hillel took them in, and then the three Gerim met. And they were so excited. And they would thank Hillel. If not for him, we would not have been able to come Takas Kanfei Yashchina. What a romantic and dramatic Gemara. But what exactly did the Gemara say? maybe she put this on the screen. Maybe Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Just don't erase. I want this later. But just a regular Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Vilna Shas. Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Then we can see it inside. Which has Rashi there too. Yeah.
Is this a different story than Chaim Wozer? Because Chaim Wozer was saying that Dafka Geras is considered Dvar Rosh Shabbali, and therefore Dvar Rosh Shabbali cancels it. But here he's saying it's under the Mukha, so the guy was never.
But I need some Rashis too. So can you give me a Vilna Shas? I want to just people once in a while to stop seeing Bar Ilan and seeing Gemara that we're used to. It'll be helpful to the especially the Gemara and Rashi. I'm sorry, it's hard to do that going through Bar Ilan.
No, yes.
Bar Ilan doesn't have Vilna Shas.
No.
Can you get me a Rashi too?
Yes.
So you put it with Rashi. Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see the Gemara with the Rashi. Good. I'm sorry it's not in the traditional print, but it's fine. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan is where it starts. Maisa, the Gemara is before about the bet, the famous bet. You know, when the guy is trying to bet, Hillel is going to get angry, he lost $400. Okay, that's not for Aryan. Nochu Yechabalab Tnei Shammai. Kama Torah Yesh Lechem. Shtai. Torah Shabuksav, Torah Shabapet. Bukhsav Yamincha. Shabapet Yamincha. Gaireni Amanash Talamdeni Torah Shabuksav. Gorbo. Votzia benezifa. Get out of here. You want to become a reformed Jew? You believe, I don't think they believe it, but you want to become some kind of an improper Jew who believes only in a biblical Jew, a Karaite? You don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh? Out. Bolaf Nehillel. Gairi? What's Hillel here? Just like this? He was Megair, a guy who's Beferish. He only believes in Torah Shabbat Chsav. Doesn't want to be Torah Mincha. I don't believe you. Yom Kama Omale Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Start teaching him. Lemocha Apechle Dalet Gimel Beis Aleph. Omale Vohesmo Lo Amrit Li Hachi. The guy was a sharp guy. He remembered from the day before that Hillel told him. Oh no. That Hillel told him the other order. Omalo Lav Alai Didika Samchis. The Alpenami Smoch Alai. You lying on me. So if you rely on me, that Aleph Beis Gimel Dal, not Dal Beis Gimel Beis Aleph, got to rely on me Torah Shabbat Peh. Wow. Okay. Rashi. Oh, let's first see. Yeah. Let's take a look. Hotziya ben Nezifa, the Tanya, Habol Kabel Devar Chaveres Chutz Midavar Echad. Could you see it inside? Hele Garashi quotes it. Now what did Hillel do? Guy Ray, Visamach al Chochmoso, Shesofo, Sheyar Gilenu, Likabel Olof. Very nice. Threat the Hele Garashi to come on Bechoris. You can't do that. Mechutz midavar echad, it's no good. Says Rashi. T'lo daim yaha l'chutz midavar echad. Shelo haya kofer b'torah shabal peh. He never denied it completely. Ela shelo haya mamin shehi mipi agvura. What Rashi say? The Gemara explains over here. Torah shabichsav, I believe you. Shabal peh, I don't believe you. What do you mean I don't believe you? I don't believe you, Rashi explains, means I'm not so convinced that it's divine. Rabbi said there's too many of non-Orthodox Jews today all this way. Torah Shabbat, oh yes, divine. But Torah Shabbat Peh is not divine. So this guy is one of those, Chevra. That's what he seemed to suggest, to think. Okay. But he was not kofar. Didn't say it was true. Just wasn't sure. It was Mipi HaGvura. V'hilol huftach she'achash yilamdenu yismach olam. Apple Tashrak, whatever. Lag Samhus Minaya Tyodesh Zu Alpha Zu Bays. Ashlamatiha Mis Samachtalai. Del Penami smoke al Devare. And apparently at the end of the day, it was success. Okay, everyone got the Gemara so far? You see the Gemara? Is it clear? Gemara Rashi, clear. Yes.
The chinuch that a gear has to go through. Does that have to happen before?
It goes to the mikvah?
After the actual gear.
Nah, you saw the Gemara in Mam Zion, it was on the Marama Kobs. Melodia mixtus, mixtas mitzvos kalts, mixtas mitzvos chaburus. He accepts them, right? We'll see later what that means exactly, and then you'll put them in the mikvah, and the rest we'll figure out later. Where's it derived from? I told you, Mamar Asina, Nasa V'Nishma, that's where it all comes from. It increases in Daf Ches, Daf Tes. Look it up. So, do we know all the Tayag mitzvahs we said Nasa V'Nishma? Yes or no?
No.
No, of course not. We knew some of them. We had been given some mitzvahs. We had Shabbos and Kibbutz Av Aim. Some say Paraduma, the different various texts and Pashas, B'Shalach and Rashi, which came before Matan Torah. We had the mitzvahs used for trying, we had Korban Pesach. We certainly had all those things in Pashas Bo. A whole peck mitzvahs we had. You look up in the Sefer HaChinuch, right? How many mitzvahs come before Anochi Hashem Elokech? You know, that's, Anochi is the first, right? That's the difference. How many come before? Anyone know? Have any idea? Any clue? I think the number is 20-something, if I'm not mistaken. I think. But, so we already knew 20-something mitzvahs. Okay, so yeah, we know 20. And then we'll accept the other 500-something, whatever it is, whenever we find out about them. That's the push-up shot. This fellow seems to not have done that, right? Because he seemed to say, I don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rashi changed the push-up shot. Push-up shot in the Gemara is, Shabbat Peh ain't in my mincha. He's not, how should I say it nicely? He's atheistic. I don't believe you. I don't believe at all in Torah Shabbat Peh. I only believe in Torah Shabbat Chesav, and Torah Shabbat Peh is all garbage, as some people say today. Rashi tempers it. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, Lo yakov b'Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the simple shot of Marathi was kov b'Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't believe at all Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi tempered it. Maybe the reason why Rashi tempered it. What did Rashi say? Lo yamamen shimi pi agvura. I can't accept it on myself the belief that all of Torah Shabbat Peh is mi pi agvura. And he'll rely on you to be able to convince him. So what's Rashi trying to say? So there's a very famous book written by the Rosh HaYeshiva of our yeshiva, Rabbi Norman Lamb Shlita. Who knows what book I'm referring to? The English book. Could be his first book of a sermon. It could be the first one. Anybody know? Shaul, you don't know? Faith and Doubt. You ever heard of that book? I probably put it on the screen. Faith and Doubt. The first, if I'm not mistaken, what do they call it? The title song, the title article is the first one, I believe, Faith and Doubt, where Rabbi Lamb focuses on this Rashi. If I can get it in the library, maybe they have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. They have the Rosh Hashiva, the English firm, or they have Hebrew firm. Are there any English firm in our library? In our Beis Medrash? Probably not. Okay, in the library, sure. It's Faith and Doubt. Rabbi Lamb explains what his understanding of Rashi is, that the reason why Hillel was able to accept this individual is because he was an agnostic and not an atheist. An atheist said, I believe there's no God. And now he says, I'm not sure. So he understood it to mean that he put the focus on Shelo Hoya Kofa B'Torah Shabbat Peh. He wasn't an atheist. He was an agnostic. He didn't know. Now Rashi didn't use those words. Rashi said, Elo Shelo Hoya Mamet Shemi Pi Agvura. Just look in Rabbi Lamb's book, which I didn't have a chance to look in since I saw this Rashi. Anyone have a copy in your room? We won't say for the record how many people raise their hands. Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
The way that I was reading it was Shalom Hayomam and Shahimi Piagur was going back on Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right, agreed, 100%.
So he believes definitely that there is.
Oh. So that's how I learned Shat and Rashi. I think it may be different than the Rosh HaYeshiva, so I'm a little bit careful. So I haven't seen his book yet. I saw it a long time ago. But I'll tell you what my pshat is. But what do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I don't understand what that means. That you're kofar b'Torah Shabbat, that he's not kofar b'Torah Shabbat, he doesn't believe it's from God. Then what does it mean that he believes it exists? And no one can deny that it exists. They're practicing some law. I mean, you could say it's made up, but no one can deny it exists.
Exactly. So let's try to analyze what is going on over here. Let me explain. I'll give you my pshat. I'll give you my interpretation. Rabbi Sai, my interpretation is that this Yid, this Ger, who Hillel was Megayer, he sat in the shtibel and he shuckled like everybody else with his talis, which is the only based in Torah Shabbat Peh, with his tefillin, that's a vada based in Torah Shabbat Peh. I have no idea where he's putting it. He put it here, he didn't put it here, it wasn't the Karoi. He absolutely conducted himself like any other Yid in the shtibel. It was indistinguishable from any JFB, FFB, whatever you want to call it. indistinguishable. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. He did not believe that Torah Sheba'al Peh came from Hashem. Not like Rabbi Lamson, he was in doubt. No, that's not what Rashi said. He didn't believe it. At that point in time, he thought, well, the rabbis interpreted the Torah, the very wonderful rabbis, but it's not divine. The rabbis decided that Bein Einecha means in your forehead, high on your forehead, and not between your eyes. Okay, maybe God meant it, didn't mean it. The rabbis, they're the ones who are the balabatim on the Torah, and they're not coming from Hashem. That's what he believed. And he followed the rabbis blindly. He was indistinguishable in his practice from anybody else. He'll ask me a shayla, Rabbi Osai. That's also not a Kabbalah Samitzvah. He's a koifer, an apokoiris, a min. God doesn't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh is min HaShemayim, is a koifer. Morin de Malamal, look at the Rav Nochel's tshuva. The answer is as follows. I'm just giving you a marksha. The guy was Mekabal Torah Sheba'al Peh. He's not an FFB who decided to rebel against the understanding that we've had since Mamad Har Sinai, that Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mi Sinai from Hashem. He was never exposed to that. So from that perspective, we'll call in our language a Tinin Shenishba, he grew up a Goyim. Hillel felt as follows. If you're logical, and you believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and you believe that there is Torah Sheba'al Peh, then the next step is to believe what the transmitters of Torah Sheba'al Peh say about Torah Sheba'al Peh. In other words, he believed in Torah Sheba'al Peh. He put his tefillin right over here, like all of us, not over here. Except the question became in his mind, come on, Hashem gave a Torah Sheba'al Peh to Sinai. Ah, come on. It's too hard to believe that Hashem would say so much to us at Tam Malach. He couldn't believe it. But logically, it's an inescapable conclusion. If you read the defenders of the faith of the 19th century who were there to fight against those individuals who had rejected Torah Sheba'al Peh, from the reformists and the Bible critics, etc., 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 such as Rav David Tzvi Hoffman and Rav Sham Shmuel Feuerl Hirsch, most of these fights were taking place in Germany, out the battlefield. The Malbim, in his own way, the whole Malbim from Tchila Vatzov is really trying to explain you can't learn Torah Sheba'al Chassav without Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's really what you think what the Malbim is all about, from the beginning to the end. So it's illogical. And in fact, Hillel knew this Ger was a logical fellow. He jumped to conclusions he didn't understand that the Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mipi HaGvura. And in short order, Hillel convinced him that it was. Nope. So the question is, but the person was not Mekabel Kol HaMitzvahs. He said, Chutz Midavar Echad. Here's the answer. The answer is as follows. He didn't deny Torah Sheba'al Peh. He did not believe, at that point in time, he did not believe, as Rashi explained, he did not believe that it was Mipi HaGvura. Which means, there was a shortcoming in his acceptance. What does that mean, there's a shortcoming in his acceptance? It means Hillel was trying to convince him that the two Torahs, Torah Sheba'al Chassav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, he wasn't yet at the Madrega to fully grasp what Hillel was telling him with respect to Torah Sheba'al Peh. You know why? Because Hillel didn't have a chance to fully explain himself what Torah Sheba'al Peh is. So Hillel understood that the chesaron was not really in the Kabbalah, Rabbi Osai. The chesaron was in the Hodah. And we saw yesterday in Achiezer from Melchem Deshlomo, Hillel had not yet explained to him appropriately that why it was muchrach, it was inescapable to assume that the Torah Sheba'al Peh was from Min HaShemayim. He didn't tell him all that yet. Yes, he said, I have Torah Sheba'al Peh, I don't believe you. Which Rashi explains, he didn't believe, if it meant he didn't believe, he didn't do it, he put his film down here. He's not a ger, chutz darechad. But he put his film here. He just at this point didn't fully understand that it's Min HaShemayim. So Hillel attributed the chesaron to himself. I wasn't maldiah him properly. He did a hodah and a kabbalah upon a hodah. So here, I try to explain to him, he had two Torahs, so I'll explain to him, I'll finish the hodah, And why would it have to be a Kabbalah? Kachaver. Allah Beis Gimel, Dala Tov Reish Shem. Wait. Yeah! That's my interpretation. Yes, sir.
Is it possible maybe to say that Kabbalah and Mitzvos is really just that is a Kabbalah to do them, not necessarily what you actually...
Okay, very good. So Ben is taking a different pshat. Maybe Kabbalah and Mitzvos is only in what we call in our language today, forgive the expression, orthoprax, not orthodox. Everyone knows what the word dox means. Anyone from Greek here took him to Greek. What does dox mean? I think dox is more has something to do more with thoughts, or than with practices. That's why I haven't taken Greek, but that's why I was led to understand. Orthodox has more to do with deus than has to do with meisim, and therefore that's they changed the word to orthoprax. They're people who keep orthodox practice, but their beliefs are not appropriate. It seems to me, Yaman, even though I hear what you're saying, I wouldn't say that. I would say if a guy walks in and says, I don't care what you're going to tell me, I'll keep every one of the 613, but I don't believe that they came from Sinai or they came from Hashem or this didn't come, that individual would be inappropriate to convert such a person. And if you need Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, he's not Mekabel the basics, whether called Anochi Hashem Elokecha, whether it's called Pentishkach, you know, about Maman Har Sinai, or the Losasu Yom and the Small, whichever one of the 613. Some of these deus are involved in the 613 as well, right? So I don't accept what you're saying. Although I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's necessarily correct. In any event, Rabosai, the Beis Yitzchak thinks, okay, are we going to go click off? Oh, we'll click off by some divine. I'll get back. How do I get back? Torah Shabbat Peh, you see? Torah Shabbat Peh knocked off the screen. How do I get back to the Gemara? To the Achiezer? I want to go back to Achiezer. How do I do that? On the bottom? Okay. Thank you very much. Simon Chava. Press here? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh. You're teaching me slowly but surely. Okay. See, I trust you. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't know how to run a computer. I rely on you to press this button, press that button. You're my rabbis, yes?
So, how do we understand the word kofar in Rashi? What is it?
I'm sorry. Eineno kofar, Rashi said.
Yeah.
Bitorah.
So, kofar means to deny with knowledge?
Right.
As opposed to ma'amino is to not.
That's right. The way I understood it means he was insufficiently trained to understand the depth of what Torah Shabbat Peh means. And Hillel was convinced that just explain, he's a logical guy. Just explain it. Allah Beis Gimel Dalet. What was it? He gave an hour and a half shiur klali. He said, Allah Beis Gimel Dalet. The first shiur took 2 seconds. Next day he said, Tov Shresh Shin Resh Kuf. What? That's enough. 2 seconds enough to convince the guy that he has to believe in the rabbi completely. Otherwise, the whole thing makes no sense. The whole system makes no sense. Okay? That's how I understood. Back here. We're in Hay. Now, okay. V'yesh Litchos. 2 words in Achiezer. V'yesh Litchos. Again, he says over here, Kevan Shabidiyev lo haviger ech kiblo. I want to tell you that this raya of the Beis Yitzchak, that he wants to suggest this, is given by the Netziv in a very little known tshuva. A little known tshuva. I'm curious for my information. You have a Bar Ilan? Meshiv Dover. I'm pretty sure Meshiv Dover is on the Bar Ilan. But I'm just curious how many halakim they have. And I think that the reason that the people who study Bar Ilan and make books don't know about this Nesiv, I'm guessing it's not in the Bar Ilan. Four, correct. There was a chelek hay, which I guessed was not in the Bar Ilan. You can see where all these books come from. They're all generated by Bar Ilan. Because you can see what's not in Bar Ilan. For those who know, this is, the Nesiv says something which is mind-boggling. I have it in front of me. I'm going to ask you to look at it yourself. It's Chelek Hey Simon Mem Vav. Towards the end. I'm not going to read it today, unless it comes to it early. I don't think we'll get to it. But you read that. If anyone writing this book would jump on this Kemotzei Sholol Rav, but they weren't Motzei it. I was Motzei it. Someone tipped me off that this Tiv exists. Not in the Bar Ilan. Okay? He says along these lines, based on Gemara Bechoros, that if a guy does not, again, he's learning over here that the only time it's no good, again, B'di'evet, he says, no, B'di'evet clearly would be good. Derived from Hillel. He accepted derived from Hillel, the Netziv. Chayyad says, yesh litchos. Was yesh litchos? I think, according to what Rashi said, is yesh litchos, the way I understood the Rashi. Okay, I have to look at Rabbi Lan's book and see how he understood it. V'yuyin sham, shehevi raya, me'avor lezor samach dalavim at base. To sphere of acherim, to machlokos chachovim and acherim, to gertoshev who shekibel olav, call our mitzvahs hamuras b'torah chutz miyisin nevela. How do we paskin? Anyone know how you paskin with the gertoshev? Anyone know? Seven mitzvahs is enough. The difference is, what is it? 612 to 7. The difference of what? 605 mitzvahs. To be a gertoshev, must you accept 612 or 7? That's a pretty big difference. It's 605. Okay. Chacham and Achim have a fight. Says the Beis Yitzchak, V'yisalka da'itach the kibul olav chutz midover rechad haviger. Amai haviger toshav ho haviger gomor. The guy accepted 612. Just the veil is cat. He could not go to KFC and McDonald's. He's had to go. You wouldn't eat chazer, chaz for shalom. You just eat nevelos. Huh? Is that a good raya? What do you think? Is it a good raya? He says it's ridiculous. Ain't the raya klal. Da filu im name of the key em kol ha-torah. Umol gam kein. But you don't have to do it to be a gartoshim. Aval holo tobal. The ain't at tvila mi mitzvah sa-torah. She yisro ha-mechu yubo. Mi meilad lo havi get. The guy didn't go into the mikvah. He didn't go into the mikvah. Or as others put it, even if he went to the mikvah, he never wanted to become a ger. You can't become a ger against your will. He wanted to only be a ger toshav. In a chinami, if he would accept the 612 and want to be a ger tzedek, maybe he would be a ger. Ger tzedek would be too much. Ger issues Yisrael, he'd be a ger. Ubi the Rashi the Mukayosim Mavua, the Mefarshim Shalom Mol, Gam Kain. Uyim Birushami Yavamas Perakhes. Shmuel Brabchia Brab Yehuda B'Shem Rachinim Ger V'Toshim V'Galgul Imoim Yud Beis Chodesh Shem Chazav Arei Yofev Im Lav Arei Yud Kegoy L'Chol Dover Shmuel Ger Toshim Tzorach Mekabal Lov V'Shel Lachon Nevelis Aket, you see, Mekabal Lov Aket Ein Kamok Al Arach. He thinks therefore that the Raya is no Raya. The Beis Yitzchak's Raya that he is a Jew is not, that he's, excuse me, that he is, what, which Raya is it right? That's what? That it's, That's no good even b'di'evet. It's not a good right. Ach misvara nira. The cave in the Kabbalah to mitzvahs ma'akev. B'vadai b'inan shikabalov kol ha-mitzvahs. Finished. Even be the kuva. So the Chaim Moshe comes to the conclusion that ma'akev b'di'evet. Only one thing. Elosheshe stapek im eino mekabal diktuk echa mitnevei sofer. The efshe de menat Torah aviger. Cave in the kibalov kol mitzvahs ha-torah. Only doesn't kept the rabbonis. Vulai came in the middle of the Rabbanan Asnayo below Sosur, Havik and Masnal Divrei Torah V'Torachim. Now Rabbosai is the famous Malchus, the Rambam and the Ramban and Shorash Aleph Sefer Mitzvahs. What is included in Lo Sosur? Rabbinic interpretation, the Ramban, or even rabbinic innovation. So when you say Chuz B'Divrei Sofer, it depends that it includes both. So it'll be the Ramban Kedistay, the Rambam Kedistay. We're not going into that right now. Bottom line, Rabbosai, we saw today, he's saying that what? That he thinks it's Makif. So the guys, we already had seen earlier though, that Reb Chaim Moshe wasn't sure how do you translate the words Mekabel Chutz Midavar Echad. What's that question? That question was, let's see where I can find it again. Now I'm lost here. Maybe it's later. Okay, let's start from Vav. Linyan halacha. Bipshuto nira. She'ein lebezin kosher lekablo legeris. Kevin shekavanos l'shemishas. V'gamacha shenizgayra asurlo. Mitzad nitin ala nochus v'nizgayra lo yisena. U'masha choshesh malas kfoy teroso. Shema tovu lefnei reformer. Emes adav. Shezeu chashash godol. She'es reformer lo tia hageris kedos. the mavur b'smir meish samaches siv gimel the kabbalah samitzus ma'akevus im eino b'yom uvishloshu b'chuliyam v'raizeh bezn posel v'edim psula v'gam v'yetz the kabbalah samitzus im perushim shal ad a farmer b'deo seyem the kakozvos hare ein zeh kabbalah samitzus v'davar l'chutz v'davar echad. Yeah, so it's a bad thing if they go to reform. Mikom akom ein lanu lachash hazeh. It's not our problem. But our bezin kosher is dakek rak bofanim hamuvorim bepolskim halacha. V'gamel tzadet lahatir isura zuta kadesh lo laver amaret isuchomu. K'mo she'omru be'erven daflamid beis. As the Marashdam says and the Marach Tzanz. So let's say naver lechatchila isa derabonon. Oh, he gives you what it says. Isa derabonon kadesh lo yaver al isa debol anochris. He's saying question. Maybe the rabbis should do an Aveira. What Aveira should they do? They should watch it. What's the Aveira? Megayer someone Lishamishus, Aveira number one, and Aveira number two to facilitate the marriage, even though it's a nitan. Do these two derabonans in order to prevent the guy from doing the derisa of marrying a non-Jewish woman, she's the niece of the